This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, July 3rd. God's word for you today is obey versus submit. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, and it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is." That is what the word of God says. Therefore, your life is defined by the thoughts of your heart. What I am saying is, if you tell me what you think, I will tell you who you are. Your heart is so pivotal because it is the center and epicenter of your life. It is at the core. It determines everything else that flows out of your life. God expects us to be obedient to Him. So, we need to be obedient to God. However, God goes deeper than obedience. God expects submission. God expects us to be submitted to Him, and submission has to do with the heart. While obedience has to do with the act, submission has to do with the heart. You can carry out the act without being submitted in your heart. No wonder God says, when it comes to the dynamics of husbands and wives, the wife should be submitted to her husband. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Please read. Submission there has to do with the heart, not the act. And this is so big because most times we are carrying out the act. We are doing the things that we should do. But our heart is far away from God, far away from the person we're supposed to be submitted to. While man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. When it was time to anoint a king, God looked at all the children of Jesse and said, "No, not these ones. Big chest, big muscles, bad heart. Fine boy, good hair, bad heart." Until they found David, a man after God's heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 5 to 13. Please read. So, we see that the classic example of the dynamics between husband and wife is instituted on the concept of submission. To be submitted means that you have the power to do the contrary. To be submitted means you are not a robot. Robots cannot submit. Robots simply obey because they just carry out instructions. But human beings can submit. There was a clip that made the rounds some time ago on social media where a lady was talking about the difference between submission and obedience in the context of marriage. The summary of what she said is that to be a submissive woman, first be powerful. Until you are powerful and you lay down that power, you are not really submissive. When you have options and money, but you lay it down, then you are submissive. Many people do not know how disobedient they are until they are in a situation where they actually have power and options. Let us pray. Father, create in me a new heart, one that is not merely obedient, but truly submissive. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.